We continue our learning Leilu Nishmas Davi Bemenachem Shemicham Yaakov Mepirichos Leo. We are in Ksuvos Perches Mishnah Ches. Our mission is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and it's coming to teach us the halacha that we mentioned, which was that all of the nechasim of the deceased are mishubad to are pledged to the ksuva of the almana. This is a case where there were two brothers, a husband passed away, and the Yavam has no right, as we said, to sell any of the nechasim of his deceased brother. That's whether it's before Yibam or even after Yibam, because they're all pledged. Everything he owed is he owns is pledged to the ksuva of the almana. Lo yomar la, the Yavam cannot say to his Yavama, harek suvasich munachas ala shulchan. What does he say? Yavam says, listen, I'm designating a certain amount of money. It's sitting on the table. All of the ksuva that would eventually come to you, if necessary, will be paid from this amount of money. And now he wants to sell the rest of the nechasim. So he's not allowed to do that. Elokol nechasav achron leksuva, all of the nechasim of the brother, the deceased brother, are pledged, are achari, there's a lien upon it to pay back the ksuva. This is what we write in our ksuvos. We say, achrai star ksuv tuda, nedud yonem tosef tuda, and we say, vafilo miglima v'al dal kaspoi. The husband says, even the shirt off my back, everything I own is mishubad to pay back this, potentially to pay the ksuva. V'chein, says the Mishnah, lo yomar adam Ishto, a person, forget a case of Yavam, a husband can't tell his wife, I'm designating you a certain amount for Yuxuva from this piece of land, this pushka over here has a lot of money in it. There he can't do that. Hare Ksuva Sich Munachas ala Shulchan. Again, Vechein lo Yomar Adam Leishto. Man can't tell his wife, Hare Ksuva Sich Munachas ala Shulchan. Oh, your Ksuva is sitting on the table. I left you a lot of money. It's a lot of money. There it is. Doesn't work. Elokol, I mean, it's, let's say, even more than 200 zuz, more than the Tosefis, doesn't matter. Because if that cash, because we assume that every piece of his property is designated to the ksuva, he has no right to sell any of it, even if he set aside a certain amount of money that equals the value of the ksuva. Elokol nechasav achroin the ksuva. As we learn earlier in this Masechta, in the fourth parak, and this was a takana of Shimon ben Shatach, to write in the Kshtar Ksuva, as we said, that everything is achroi, is pledged to pay back the Ksuva. However, the husband is allowed to sell his nechasim to the extent that if he divorces his wife or she becomes an almana, and that what? And there was nothing that he had from the ksuva, so she can collect from the lukuchos. So that's what it means. Meaning, you know, if he sells it, and obviously there's an understanding that she can confiscate it from the lukuchos, so that's okay. That's exactly what we mean. There's an achrayus on it. Gerisha. If the Yavam now divorces his Yavama after they had Yibum, so Ein La Elok Suvasa means that he gives her the Kesef Ksuva, and once he does that, he's allowed to sell the other Nechasim that he inherited from the deceased brother, from his brother. But had he not divorced her the whole time during that time, he's not allowed to sell because they're all Meshuba to the Ksuva. Hechzira, the Yavam now takes her back after Gerishin, before she collected the Ksuva. Then she's like every other woman, because once he divorced her and takes her back, it's Almanas, the original Ksuva, he's taking her back. All she has is the ksuva of that was written by her deceased husband, and the nechasim that she inherited, that the yavam may have inherited from the mace, are, as we said, are meshuba to the ksuva. So what does it mean? She only has her ksuva, so that's obvious. It means that everything's achroi to the ksuva. So the Gemara explains, no. Mishnah's coming to teach us that if she did not collect her ksuva before he took her back, remember, the Yavam divorced her. After that, Yibam, he divorced her. And now he takes her back. So before he takes her back, she didn't collect the ksuva yet. So if that's true, she's not going to get any new ksuva from the yavam. You would think, oh, well, he took her back. Now she's like a new wife. And the ksuva is not from the original husband who's deceased, but now from the marriage to the yavam, because there was divorce and he took her back. No, the ksuva is the same from the original husband. And therefore, the yavam cannot sell the nechasim of his deceased brother, even though he divorced his wife and took her back. We begin the ninth parak, parak test, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is speaking about a case where a husband was mevater his zechuyos of the nichsei malug. He was willing to forego them. So akosev leishto din udvarim ein li b'nechasayich. I have no connection at all. Not interested in your nechasim. I'm willing to forego them. The Gemara says this is where he wrote this tar when she was still an aruso. Meaning when I marry you lichshetinasi, when we enter the chuppah li lo yeheli din. I have no taina of zuchuyos. I have no rights, no privileges. I won't claim anything from your nechasim. And so if he said this, before they got married, after Erisin, harei zeh ochel peros b'chayeha, he has the right to eat the peros while she's alive, meaning he was only mevater on the zuchus of the nechasim themselves, but he wasn't willing to be bevater on the zechus of the peros that he gets from them. So therefore, he's able to eat the peros while she's alive, but the mesa, if she dies, yorsha, he is going to be yorishar. Why is he yorishar? He was mevater. So the answer is, he wasn't being mevater on the zechus of the Yerusha after she passes away, just the zechus in the nechasim while she is kayam. That's what it means. B'nechasayich, the whole time there you're nechasim, while you're alive. And he meant ainli dinu dvar b'hem. But after you pass away, then they're mine. So hold on one second. If that's the case, if he gets to eat the peros when she's alive, and after she dies, he's yorishar, so what exactly does it mean by dinu dvar ainli b'nechasayich? And that's what the Mishnah asks. Im kein, lama kasav la dinu dvarim ainli b'nechasayich. What does he mean by that? So the answer is, says the Mishnah, he leaves the zechus after all of the peros he has, and Yerusha he has. Shemachra v'nasna kayam. Here's the difference. If she sold those nechasim or gave them as a gift, then kayam maaseh kayamim, we assume that that's a valid sale, and the Baal cannot now confiscate from the lukuchos, from the buyers, or the one who she sold to, because of the dinu devarim comment that he made. Kasavla dinu devarim ein li menechasayich ubeperos sehen hareze eino achal peros bechayeha. But v'meso yarsha. So let's say he added on, I have nothing to do with urin achasim nor the peros. Aha, so then he can't eat the peros because he added on that phrase. But if she dies, so then he is yoreshar because he wasn't mevater on that Yerusha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer la olam ochel pere peros. Even if he added that phrase with a peros sehen, the husband is allowed to sell the peros and buy with that money land and eat peros from that land, because all he did was remove himself from the peros themselves, but not the peros of the peros, not the produce of the produce. If he's able to somehow sell those peros and get something from them, that is acceptable, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ad sheyichtov la, when we assume he foregoes even the peros, if he writes, din udvarin eili b'nechasayich uveperosehen, uveperosehen, ad olam, then he has no rights to even to sell the peros and use that which is produced from them, from the karka that he bought with those peros. Kasav la din udvarim ein li b'nechasayich uveperosein uveperperosein b'chayayich uvemoseich. Ooh, so now he's mevater not only on the peros but even on the Yerusha. Eino ochel peros b'chayeha v'mesa eino yarsha, because that was this tonight. So now he's not going to be yarishar if she passes away. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel alomer in mesa yirashena. He says, I disagree. Even if he wrote explicitly, dinu dvarim ein li minachasayich uveperosein uveperosein b'chayayich uvemoseich, in your life and in your death, this Tanai does not nullify his zechus in the Yerusha. Why? B'pnei shehisna al ma shekasuv b'Torah, because because this Tanai really comes to change that which is written in the Torah itself. In Bamidbar Perekhov Zayin, V'yarasho So, we learn from there that a husband is Yorish's wife, V'chol HaMasta, Amasha Kosov Batorah Tano Batel, and says therefore Shem Gamliel, person who makes a Tanai against that which is written in the Torah, it's null and void, and therefore the wife passes away, the Baal will be Yorishar. Now the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Yerusha of the husband of his wife's property is not min haTorah. It's only min derabbanon. That pasuk v'yarasho saw is only an asmacht. It's not an explicit pasuk telling me that he's Yorishar. Nonetheless, the halacha does follow Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that if she dies, he is Yorishar, and the Tanai is Batel. He's Masta Masha Kosov Batorah. It's not really Kosov Batorah because only Nasmachta. But nonetheless, the Chachamim made Chizuk LeDivreim. They wanted to strengthen their words, their halachos, like Torah, like as if it's Doraisa, and therefore it's like he's being Masta Masha Kosov Batorah, and he's always able to be Yorishar, even if he wrote, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, against the Chachamim. We follow him, though, that if even if he wrote, even if you're in your life and in your death, I have nothing to do with the Unachasim, he nonetheless has the right to Har Yerusha because it's Masna Amash, a cousin of Batorah, so to speak.